Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad. I have to leave soon, so I don't have that much time to share. Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, it's not long enough. We'll have to do. It's Hashem, no mic Tuesday, no mic Wednesday. One of them.
Yeah.
So, first of all, this shiur is dedicated to Avram ben Chava. That everything should go well for him. There's a procedure that he's going through, and Be'ez Hashem, I had him in mind when we were saying Hashem Heye Oizer Li, the greatest refuah and the greatest thing is that when we have Hashem, when Hashem is close with us and we feel His closeness, that is the greatest refuah, that Hashem is the rofe. Hashem is the doctor. Hashem is the decider, as we've been speaking, that we're bein adam lechaveiro, and things that happen to us is always a message from Hashem. It's always a message from Hashem. Our job is to decode what Hashem wants from us, as it's not what happens to you. It's when a person realizes that it's for you. Everything that happens to you is for you, is for us. And when a person lives like that, when we all live, and we all need to be mechazik and to remind ourselves how much Hashem loves us, and Hashem forgives us, and Hashem wants to be close to us. And a lot of times we get distracted from just the noise and the busyness and the physicality of this world. But we were learning today, Avram, when we were learning about Shabbos, that's what Shabbos, to be dovek to Shabbos, even on a Monday, to be connected to Shabbos every... I was thinking, actually, as you're doing the... Usually we don't sing that tefillah during the week. We sing it on Shabbos. So it's Min HaShemayim to connect to Shabbos. Shabbos represents that Hashem runs everything. Hashem runs the world. And even on a Monday, especially in yeshiva, we can connect to Shabbos. We can connect to that reality. To that reality. By the way, Ari, I forgot to tell you, when I sang Ka'echsoif Shalashudis this past Shabbos, I was davening to understand it more. So we'll get there. Mitzvah Hashem, the Ka'echsoif. Ari has a great question. It's not for now, but I had that in mind. So to connect to Shabbos is always a reminder of Emunah, of the Emunah of Hashem, that when a person, also all anxiety, like we have on the sweatshirt, no fear, no God. K-N-O-W, fear. When you know fear, when you can know fear, then there's no Hashem. It's hard to see Hashem. I'm scared about this, and what's going to be with this, and what's going to be with that. But when you can know Hashem, when you K-N-O-W Hashem, when you know Hashem, then there's no fear. There's no fear. It's one of the things. Obviously, anxiety is something that people we have to work through. We have to try and understand where the anxiety, to learn it. But one of the best ways for a person to work on his anxiety is to realize that it's to let go, to be able to let go and to say, there's a Hashem, and Hashem, it's not the doctor, it's not my roommate, it's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not the situation. It's all Hashem. It's all Hashem who loves me and is communicating. He's communicating to us. So b'schus that, Avraham ben Chava, right, and his family, Avraham ben Chava, will connect to that b'schus what we're learning together today. Very, very special day today. There's a lot to talk about. I'm going to talk about Hoid, the Midah of Hoid. Hoid is Aaron HaKohen. Hoid means a few things that we're going to talk about. Hoid, which is this week. This entire week is the week of Hod. Hod, which means splendor, which means beauty. Hod means beautiful. Aaron HaKohen had the big day kahuna. He looked beautiful, beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. Hod means to be beautiful. Hod, splendor, is to be beautiful. Hod also is Malashin Hodah, to be humble. That's why Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Hod Shabahod, is humility. Why is Hod humble? And they're very, very much connected. Why? What's the pshat? The pshat is because hod is hodah, is to say, when you say modem, what do? You go like this, you bend. What does that mean? You're humbling yourself. You realize, thank you. When a person says thank you, what are you saying? Why do some people have trouble saying thank you? People who have trouble saying thank you are people who can't admit that I need you. I need you. I need you. I need Hashem. When we say thank you, we say modem, we say, I need you, Hashem. I need you. I need people in my life. Some people have difficulty being open and saying, I need help. Why do people have trouble saying, I need help? Because it's very humbling. It's a very humble thing to say, I can't do it myself. I can't do it myself. I need you to help me. I need Hashem to help me. So when you do Hodah, which is actually from the Lashon of Yehuda, that what? It's thank you. Hodah is saying thank you. And Yehuda is the one. Yehuda is the one. And is the one who can bend over, who's Moedim. Why is a Jew? Why are we called Yehudim? Why are we called Yehudim? Why are we called after Yehuda? Why aren't we called Yosef? There's a pasuk that calls us B'nai Yosef as well. But we're not called Josephs. We're called Yidden, Jews. Everybody calls us that. Juden, Yudin, a Jew. Judah. Why Judah? Why Yehuda? So the Chiddush Yerim says one of the reasons that we're called Yehuda is because we're always thanking Hashem. We're always praying to Hashem. Praying is not just, most of our prayer is not asking. Most of our praying and our davening is thanking. Because it's the same concept, to be humble, to bend down. But then, that's why on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's brought down lahalacha. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're supposed to, the whole davening, you're supposed to be kafuf. It's one of the reasons the shofar is bent, because you're supposed to be bent over. What? You're supposed to be bent over just to look hunchback and to look bent over? No. No, the pshat is because you're recognizing that Hashem, I think the Baal HaTanya writes, Shalom, Baal HaTanya writes, I think he says the reason why you bend over and you say thank you, you bend over to somebody, you say thank you, is because when you bend, what you're doing is you're bringing down Shefa. You're going like that. You're bringing down. Because what happens, if someone gives you something and you say thank you, what is the person, right? You eat at someone's house and the hostess gives you a piece of kugel, you say, oh, thank you so much. You eat it, you say, thank you so much. What's she gonna say? Would you like another piece? More shefa, more. When a person, they say the greatest way to get shefa, the greatest way, and lahavdil, just to tell you, all of the affirmations and the, what is it called? The manifestation, if you guys know about manifesting something. How do you manifest wealth? How do you attract, the law of attraction, if anyone's familiar with that, how do you attract things in your life? One of the main ways to attract things in your life is to be thankful. Somebody who feels that they're always lacking, continues to be lacking. Someone who says, I have so much abundance, I have so much to be thankful for, I have so much, what do? Says the Alter Rebbe, says the Baal HaTanya, you're bringing down Shefa. By saying thank you for the money you have given me already. Hashem, you're welcome. Here's more. Thank you for all the chesed. As we say Friday night, anyone who said the Rabban Kol Olamim, it's incredible. Al kol ha-chesed asher asisa imadi. We say this. It's like a funny line. We say, Al kol ha-chesed asher asisa imadi. All the chesed that you did to me, for me, the asher ata asid lasaisi me, and the chesed you're going to do for me. What? What does that mean? That's like a little bit like chutzpah. Oh, thank you for the money, and thanks for the money that, right, that you get a Hanukkah present. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you, Aunt, you know, whatever your aunt's name is. Thank you for the $100, for the $20. Can't wait till Purim, you'll send me some more money. Like, whoa, slow down. No, the pshat is, when a person has hodah, and he says, moida ani, it's one of the reasons you start off your, why don't you say ani moda? Wake up in the morning, and say, ani mode. What's mode ani? It's like a funny language. Thank you, I. So they say, one of the pshatim, they say, you don't wake up in the morning and say, ani. Hashem didn't say, you wake up in the morning and say, I. No. The first thing you say is, mode. Thank you. I need you. I need you. Pesach Sheni, what's incredible, that's what I a little bit want to focus on. Pesach Sheni, which is today, is one word that I want to, two words that I want to focus on that I think is so gorgeous in the Torah, Kedosha. Every word in the Holy Torah is beautiful, is gorgeous. But they said, I'm just going to read the words that they said in the Pasuk, they said the words, Anachnu Temeim. We are Tamei. Anachnu Temeim. Anachnu Temeim. Lenefesh Adam. We are Tamei. Lama Nigara. It says, why was Aaron HaKohen Zoicha to be the Kohen Gadol? Because listen to what it says. Yeah, what? Listen to what it says. Right? It says by Aaron HaKohen, why? It says, Lama Ata Boish. Why Aaron? It says it a few times. Why are you embarrassed? Lekach Nevcharta. You were chosen for this. Don't be embarrassed. You were chosen, right? Sometimes a person says, oh, you have a chush of a position. You have a special position. I'm embarrassed, right? Someone gives you an aliyah. You get shlishi, you get an aliyah, and you're a little bit embarrassed, right? Shishi, right? Avram, right? You get aliyah, you get hagba, you get something. You're like, oh, I'm embarrassed. So they said to Aaron HaKohen, don't be embarrassed. Lekach nevcharta. You were chosen to do this, right? It says it by the Neiris. You were chosen to do this avoda. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Another pshat they say is, ready for this? Lama ata boish. The fact that you're embarrassed, lekach nevcharta. That is why you were chosen. That very reason is why you were chosen. When you're able to say, anachnu temein, when a person is able to say, I am at fault. The Tzemach Tzedek says, see what happens when you sit in front of me, Shalom, all the tzaddikim are coming, right? Shalom Miller, how great is it that Shalom? Shalom, last in the winter time, I think he came to a shir. Mamash, you see a light. It's a big blessing for the yeshiva to have such a light. A person who's Mamash just got here, just getting to know him a little bit. See the light, the aur. It's so such an inspiration. The Tzemach Tzedek says an incredible thing. Tzemach Tzedek says Tzvi Sklar. Rabbi Tzvi Sklar loves this pshat. He says this all the time. I love this pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. It says, why is it that two kids can fight and fight and fight, and the next minute, right, they're best friends? And adults, right, they could be best friends, they have one fight, and they don't talk to each other for the rest of their life. So what's the difference? Because Tzemach Tzedek says this. It's because a child would rather be happy than to be right. He's not so focused on, I'm right, you're right. When a person gets older, it's like, I'm willing to cut off ties with this person because I'm right and he's wrong. Or I'm right and she's wrong. So first of all, Seder. Yeah. I always say that, like, you know, two people are fighting. With Shalom Bayis, I say this a lot. Let's say you're right. But you're putting down your wife. Or you're talking not nicely, so you're automatically wrong. I'm right. So I'm going to yell at my kids because I'm right. I'm going to put down my wife because I'm right. That very act, like we said yesterday, MR, slow down. Talk nicely. You talk nicely. Okay, now maybe you're right. Maybe not. When you say, I'm sorry, Anachnu Temeim, Pesach Sheni is all about another chance. Another chance. It's all about tshuva. Hoid is all about tshuva. Misvada, vidui, right? The Rambam says, we know, right? The Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Mitzvah lehisvadais. The person has to say to confess. He has to say what I did was wrong. Why? Why do you have to say what I did was wrong? I have to say, that's chidah. That's chidah. What does that mean? It means it's okay that I'm wrong. It's okay that I'm wrong. When a person learns to say, it's okay, anachnu tmeim, it's okay, I messed up. It's okay, I need help. It's okay, I'm not perfect. It's okay, you're not perfect. What is all Lashon Hara? All Lashon Hara is, oh, I saw that guy do something wrong. He's da ba 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 ba. What, he's not allowed to do something wrong? Oh, he's not allowed to do something wrong. That means I'm not allowed to do something wrong. How about this? I'm allowed to do something wrong. He's allowed to do something wrong. Because we're human. What's the problem? The problem is, why can't I admit that maybe I did something wrong? Why can't I admit to say maybe anachnu tmeim? And what's born out of saying, I'm sorry? What's born out of saying vidui and confessing and saying, you know what, I might have done something wrong? You create the most beautiful thing in the world. You create a whole new world. The reason people have trouble saying there's something wrong is because I don't want to be, right? A person has shame, a person has embarrassment. I don't want to be that anymore. So I can't say that I did this thing wrong because I want to get rid of it already. I want to get rid of it. I don't want to deal with it. But it's so ironic. The second a person admits, which is hodah, admitting is hodah. Admitting is saying thank you. I admit that I need you. I admit that I can't do it alone. I admit that Hashem, that maybe I wasn't who I wanted to be before. And I struggled with that, whatever it might be. I'm working on myself. I'm trying. But to be open to that, is the most, first of all, it's hoyd, which is beautiful. It's the most beautiful, beautiful thing. How gorgeous is it? Mirz Hashem, you'll do this. How gorgeous and beautiful is it to apologize to somebody else? How hard is it to apologize to yourself? How hard is it to look at yourself and say, I want to be better. I want to work on myself. To say I could be a better son. I could be a better, right? We talk about it. We haven't talked about it that much this month. I want to be a better sibling. Whether I'm an older sibling, whether I'm a younger sibling, whether I'm as a parent, I want to be a little bit better. I'm not the best child. Okay. My parent not being the best parent, great. That's okay. So my father's not the best father. So my mother, okay, that's okay. That's okay. Now that doesn't mean you don't heal. It doesn't mean you don't deal with it and say, okay, I'm hurt. I have hurt. I have pain. Adirabba. It's the exact opposite. The person who's not able to say, this is how I feel, this is who I am, this is what happened to me. When a person has shame, it's very difficult. When people have shame, shame versus guilt. All right, Mama's got to get going. Shame versus guilt. We'll end off with this. It's hard to end off. Pesach Sheni. That's when you get a second chance. I just want to be clear on that. I said we're going to be ready at 4. Shame, we'll just do quickly and then we'll wrap up. Shame and guilt. One of the differences between shame and guilt, thank you, Abzev. One of the differences between shame and guilt is I did something wrong, and shame is my essence is wrong. My whole essence is wrong. Shame is much stronger. Shame is like there's something wrong with me. Guilt is I'm beautiful. I'm perfectly imperfect. I have my chesronos. Now why when people, maybe Yehuda, you could give more insight in this maybe another time. Why do people have trouble with shame? I think one of the reasons people have trouble with shame, the biggest problem is to admit, is this hodah, to admit that I did something wrong, because if I admit that I did something wrong, that means there's something wrong in my essence of who I am. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Ready for this? Lama ata boish lekach nevcharta. The most beautiful thing, and that's why it's so difficult, is to say, you know what? I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed the way I used to act. I'm embarrassed about the things that I did. it's hard for me to say anachnu tmeim. Could you imagine them saying that? Anachnu tmeim. It's very difficult for a person to say, I hurt somebody. Maybe I hurt a sibling of mine. Maybe I hurt a family member. Maybe I hurt somebody. Very, very, very difficult to admit, but that's what hod is. Hod is beautiful. And to realize that that hod is saying, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Because you know what? When a person learns to take that feeling and learns, and it's, and you got to ask Hashem to help you with that. Say, Hashem, I want you to help me to feel that even though I did whatever I did, even though I might be tameh, even though I might have messed up, even though I might have done things that I'm not proud of, maybe I did things that I'm ashamed of, but you know what? I'm human, and we all make mistakes. Once you're able to own that, once a person's able to admit that, it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult for a person to admit, I have a problem. I have an insecurity. I have an anxiety. I've done things that I'm very, very not happy about myself, that I've done things. Once a person's able to admit that, hod, then what happens? Then lum and negara. Then you come and you say, I want a second chance. Give me a second chance. I want to renew myself. You start off your morning. You say, I might not be proud of what I did last night. I might not be proud of what I did last week. I might not be proud of who I've been. But you know what? I want a new start. I want a fresh start. That's what Pesach Sheni. Chesed Shabbahoid. Today is Chesed Shabbahoid, which means what a kindness Hashem gives us that we feel humble sometimes. Sometimes we want to feel like so strong, right? Sometimes I want to feel like I'm so great and I got my whole life together. But sometimes the most beautiful thing is to say, you know what, it's okay. I'm here in yeshiva to work on myself. I'm here in yeshiva to better myself. And I hope, like when Rabbi Lazarus is here, right, and we're able to say, look at a man at his age, and all of us here to say, I want to be a person, I could say about myself, I want to be that guy. Hopefully I'll make it there, right? I want to be that like 90, I don't know if I'll need a cane or a walker, whatever, I'll take it in my 90s, whatever it is. I hope I'll be walking around saying, oh, I hope I'll be at a, still saying shir, giving shir, listening to someone tell me how I could be better. I can't wait to be 90 years old and to be able to say, Hashem, I want to be better. I want to work on myself. You know what? Because I'm human, and it's the most beautiful thing. That's why the word hod means beautiful. The most beautiful thing is a man who's older who could say, I want to be a better father. Imagine, right? What's the best thing is to be married. Best thing is to be married for a long time and to have a great marriage. And to say, I want to have a better marriage. I could always improve. That's hoid. That's humility. That's realizing everything comes from Hashem, and that's beautiful. The most beautiful thing. Sure, you want to say something, and then we'll wrap up? Oh, beautiful.
Wants it in his palace.
Correct. 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 Hashem wants, correct. Beautiful. Shuo Sina. Because that was the feeling that I had when I looked at the parsha before of Pesach Sheni. Because Pesach Sheni is, there's no other Yom Tov where you get another chance. Pesach Sheni, another chance. And what did they say? They say Anachnu Tmeim. It's so ironic. It's those two. It's so ironic because you're embarrassed. We're embarrassed to admit that I've done something. I'm embarrassed to admit that I've whatever it might be, everybody knows what they struggle with. I'm embarrassed. But when you are able to say that, That is the sweetest thing in the world. That carbon that a person brings, that fila, that vidui, that a person says, oh, I'm sabrachin, I'm broken. That is the most sweetest. What does the Kotzker say? There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. There's nothing more sweet than a broken heart. And in relationships, lekach nevcharta. That's why Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol, because he was boish, because the ego. He's like, he lived with that, like always overshadowing him, like the ego. His children died. The Shechina didn't come down for him. He's like, oh, the ego. And Hashem's like, that guilt that you have, that shame that you have, is dafka lekach nevcharta. That's your beauty. That thing that you think is your ugliness is your beauty. That thing that you're ashamed of, the fact that you're ashamed of it, and it's hard to like even, but it's so gorgeous. It's so sweet. It's so beautiful. We should all be zoicha, each and every one of us. We should be zoicha, as it's Pesach Sheni, the chesed shebehoid. We should all be zoicha to be able to realize the greatest chesed that we have is the oh, what does it say? I forgot who says this. Katointi mikol hachasadim. The fact that I could be a katan, oh, very good. Mamash fell min hashamayim this pshat. I just thought about this now. Today's chesed shebehoid. Katointi is mikol hachasadim. One of the tzaddikim say. The greatest chesed you could have is the fact that I'm able to become humble. I'm able to admit that I made a mistake. That is the greatest chesed that Hashem gives us. And that's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is, of course, about a second chance, but it's stronger than a second chance. You know why you get a second chance? Because you realize that I need a second chance. I realize that I need a second chance. That is when you recreate. It's like we all wish. I could talk about myself. Forget about anybody. I wish, like, I wouldn't need a second chance. I wish I did everything perfect, that I wouldn't need a second chance. Why do I want a second chance? I want to get it right on the first time. But what's the vart? The vart is, no. That is the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful, beautiful thing. The fact that actually, you know what? You need a second chance. And you might need a third chance. You might need a fourth. One of the holy Jews from the past said over, that's why it's bracious. Bracious is bays racious. Bays racious. What's bays racious? You could start twice. You could start again. You could start a third time. You could start a fourth time. That's why I always love to say today is the first day of the rest of your life, because today is the first day of the rest of our life. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Ready?
Thank you.
Talking Lashon Hara is forbidden, even if you would say it in the presence of the person whom you are talking. For example, you often tell your brother that he is stingy and he doesn't even mind. Nevertheless, it is forbidden to tell your friend, you know my brother is so stingy. In the event that you relay the negative comment in front of the person you are speaking about, you would also be embarrassing him, which is extra worse. Lashon Hara is also forbidden, even if your negative speech will not cause any harm.
I want to say a lot of times, this is very, very important, halacha. A lot of times guys will say to somebody else, before you learn this halacha, you might say, I'm telling you about this guy, and I can tell you about him like this, because if he were here with me, I would say it to him straight to his face also. So people think, or he would let me, or whatever. Well, I don't know so much he would let me, but I'm saying, that's a Shiloh, but a person would say, I'm not embarrassed to tell him straight to his face. So if I'm not embarrassed to tell him straight to his face, I could tell you. Says the Chavetz Chaim, no, you can't. You can't talk about anybody else when they're not in front of you. It's one of the things that we can all try and strengthen, is to just talk about the person who's there. Just the person who's there, who's in front of you, you're in front of them, talk about each other. Talk about the people who are there. Once you start talking about somebody else, even if it's for good, be very, very, very careful. Especially when you're with a group of people. Because you might always find somebody who's going to say, he's not that good of a guy. course, might say something negative, you're exaggerating something, to be very, very, very careful. Have an amazing day, everybody. Shalom.